I wanna hold them like they do in Texas, please. A little gambling is fun when you're with me, I love it. Russian roulette is not the same without a gun. And baby, when it's love, if it's not rough, it isn't fun. But oh, well, I'll get him hot, show him what I've got. Oh, well. Show him what I've got. Carry man, no, he can't read my poker face.
She
got to love nobody. Carry man, no, he can't read my poker face.
She got to love nobody.
Pop, 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 poker face. Pop, pop, poker face. Ma, 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 ma. Pop, 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 poker face. Pop, pop, poker face. Ma, 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 ma.
And welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. With me today, it's a skeleton crew. We just got one Joel.
That's right.
Mr. Goldstein, how are you, sir?
I'm doing excellent.
Son of a bitch.
Yes! I was right. Son of a Ship that. Ship it.
You, oh my God.
I told you.
Okay, we're down Veronica. Veronica's gone for the day because, Rich... your mic isn't even on yet, sir.
That and the fact you're on webcam.
Okay.
Well, you're on webcam.
Yeah.
Put the mic to your mouth, you son of a bitch. Be a professional.
Hi, I'm Veronica.
Okay. So we have no Veronica today. She's
I'm a very pretty girl.
Actually at a tea party with her aunt.
A tea party?
Yeah.
How wonderful and posh.
But Rich Killiam, the other man in this cast, was late, as he's wont to be. And Joel and I were talking about getting into gambling, and, you know, Joel was laying some odds, and he put the over-under at your arrival at 305. And
he hit the under like I
Did
predicted.
Did you just lose? I just
no.
I,
you
I
won.
I won.
You won.
It's not even 305 yet.
That's the point. I took the under 305.
Oh yeah, sorry. Okay. Yeah,
I took the over and I lost. I lost.
No, because when I called you, I was right nearby. It was a roundabout way. That's all.
All right. Well, you are listening to the consummate professionalism that is in Papa's Basement. Papa's Basement, whatever you want to call it. You can listen every Saturday 3 to 4 p.m. at www.fcac.org/webr. If you're one of those horrible... Who watches this on TV? Anyone?
Actually...
That weird caller.
My mom?
Okay, maybe. Maybe some people do it. If you want to be like the Mrs. Goldstein and, you know, so that weird caller we have every so often, you can watch us online at channel... It's channel 37 on Cox. It's channel 27 on Comcast. If you're poor like me and you just get your cable out of a wall jack, it's channel 10. And we do not know what it is on Fios, but it's probably somewhere in there. Probably low on the channel band, because everyone's really pissed that they didn't read the fine print on some contract, and they have to carry public access at, like, pretty good channel, you know, like, low stuff. So screw it. Dig around on Fios if you have it. I don't really care. This week we're going to talk about big news would, I guess, be the Jerry and Carly wedding.
Wait a second.
Yes, yes.
Who are Jerry and Carly? My publicist told me we'd be talking about my new... movie.
That's very funny. Very funny.
Is this not...
Boo.
Is this not...
Oh, shtick. Shtick, shtick, shtick. Bad boy. We're going to talk...
do some characters.
Our friends Jerry and Carly got hitched, and we're going to talk about that a little bit. Rich Killiam and I were at the celebration, and Joel has been a veteran of more than his fair share of weddings, according to him.
Yes.
And we
Everyone
also...
Everyone loves a wedding.
And about 2:45, we're 3:45 rather. We're going to get to football picks, at which point Rich can take a mental vacation.
Thank God,
like the pretty princess he is. And Joel is going to do his best Ace Rothstein and just really sound like hardcore Vegas here.
I don't know about that, but
I don't know. You're talking some gambling talk that was very techie. I got a little wet. I'm not gonna lie.
Nice.
I got a little excited hearing this man talk about laying wood and stuff like that. I was like, mm-hmm. Yeah, Daddy, keep it up.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel like interrupting the flow of the show at any time, if you want to be a prick, call in at 703-560-TALK. That's 703-560-8255.
Why so mean the callers?
We've been over this.
Yeah.
I don't like the callers.
Because the flow of your show is so precise and...
It's like a Swiss timepiece.
Yeah.
I mean, why mess with this perfection?
What's the over-under on callers today?
I think lack of Veronica just cut our viewership in half.
I'm going to set under two.
or listenership. Oh,
that's exactly what I would have taken as well.
Yeah, under two.
I would have put it at 1.5 and taken the under.
1.5 and taken the under.
Actually, explain to wait, over under is like – I know what it means in terms of like I know what – but I don't know what the expression means, like over under. Why is it – the assumption is if you take the over under, would you have the under or the over?
You get to choose which one you want to take. Yeah. So, for example, if you have a football game, we have – who are the Redskins playing this week again? They're playing –
Denver.
Denver, okay. So let's say the over under and total points scored is, say, 40 points, okay, which I don't know what it is top of my head.
Right.
So you get to choose as a gambler whether you want to take – it's going to be over 40 points or under. Okay. Right.
Do they usually go like 40.5 though?
There's quite a few though have 0.5.
It's because what if it's 40?
Well, yeah, exactly. I always did one.
Well, if you hit it right in the head, it's a push.
What's a push?
Means that nobody wins because no one was right, no one was wrong.
Son of Vegas.
Get your money back.
Vegas. Oh, okay.
Oh yeah, house wins.
But the house wins because they get everyone's juice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is like what, your 3% to bet or whatever?
Yeah, it depends on what it is, but yeah.
Okay. Juice, all of that. I told you, this is exciting stuff, isn't it?
I never knew precisely what...
I feel like we're watching like rounders here.
If you say the over-under is...
Rounders, really? No.
Rounders. Yeah. Oh, is rounders spit upon
rounders
in your professional
just,
poker?
Rounders just told him.
I can tell Rich has never gambled simply because he's wearing a scarf. and a pink shirt.
Actually, the sad thing is I have gambled. I just... not on sports.
Yeah, you do look a bit like a gay World War One pilot. Just saying.
World War One, huh?
Yeah, like the Pink Baron.
The Pink Baron.
The Pink Baron.
The Pink Baron. I like it.
Yeah, man.
That might stick.
In your dildo-shaped craft. All right. So first things first, the wedding. Rich, any initial impressions? It was a small ceremony. Our friends got married over at Cable's Mill. Do you know the?
I know Cable's Mill.
Yeah, it's kind of a workhorse, I think, when it comes to weddings. I would see multiple weddings there in the course of a year.
I want to apologize.
That has nothing to do with it. Son of a bitch.
Way to keep up the flow.
Just shut.
It's funny to me.
It's like an old man trying to take a bowel movement, and you're sitting outside the bathroom door clanging pots and pans. Just let it happen.
No, I thought the wedding was pretty religious, but I've talked to other people, because that was my first wedding.
Yeah.
But it was my first traditional wedding.
Rich Killiam and I, we're going to die alone. We don't have many friends who are going to reproduce.
Oh, look, we got a caller.
Oh, we got a caller. I'm so excited.
I'm pretty sure I know who this is.
Is it your boy?
Could be.
All right, hold on.
Hello.
Hello, caller. Caller, talk.
Hi.
Hello, what's up, caller?
Well, I'm listening to your program most of the time.
Uh-huh.
And I would like you to, you know, it's great when you play 70s music.
That's the automation. That's when I'm not on the show.
What do you mean?
When I am not here, that's when they play 70s music.
Oh, okay.
But thank you.
I love it.
That's got to be Veronica.
No, yeah. No. It's not Veronica. What's your name, dear?
Lydia.
Thank you, Lydia.
Let's talk to Lydia some more.
Lydia, yeah.
Why? What is this 70s music they play when we're not on?
I love 70s. You
Jesus
know, it's
Christ.
The best music
what,
ever.
What, like Funky Town, Take Me To?
Dude, it's Veronica.
Or rock,
it's not
or
Veronica.
What you gonna do when she's gone?
That's
what
a...
What you gonna do when she's gone?
All right, Lydia.
What was that?
Well, next week I'm not going to be on.
Song.
So you mean we're not going to have a 70s music today?
No, next.
What's your request? Give us a request.
Yeah, we don't have 70s music today, but when I'm not on because I'm like going to traffic school next week, you're going to get all the 70s music you want for a solid hour.
Okay, not today.
Not today. Hate
well,
to break
we can
your
play,
heart.
We can play her a song.
Oh, we're not playing any 70s
we can,
music.
We can do it. What about an a cappella song? An a cappella 70s song.
That's the second voice I just heard.
Yes. Give me any song with Peter Frampton.
Oh, there we go. We could do that.
All right, Lydia.
Thank you.
I promise we'll play Peter next week.
I will enjoy you. No, I'm going to listen to your show, okay?
Okay. Thanks.
You.
Bye.
Get my request, though.
All right. That's nice. So she likes the show when I'm not on.
Yeah, that was an amazing call.
That wasn't a real call.
I loved that.
That was not real.
That was so good because it was so real.
That was so real.
If that was Veronica acting, like I would be so impressed with Veronica.
Because she would have no idea they play 70s megamix when I'm not here.
Do you feel All
right, Lydia, we'll
do
talk to
you feel...
later.
Oh, God. Wait, how does that Peter Frampton... Do you feel... That's Peter Frampton.
Fail.
Okay, okay. Can we get to the damn wedding already?
Let's do that, please.
All right, thank you.
Well, that's not what Lydia wants to hear.
You know what? Lydia can go on YouTube and type in Peter Frampton, and Lydia will be very taken care of. She can make her own little 70s megamix. No one listens to the radio
Peter
anymore.
Peter Frampton.
It's Peter Frampton. Frampton comes alive.
Everybody loves Peter Frampton, man.
It's Peter. All right. Can we get to the wedding?
Talking guitar.
I get it. We've listened to 94.7. We've listened to classic.
Apparently, Lydia,
did they change?
They're
it's
now a girl
now,
station.
Right? 100.3?
105.9 is, 100.3 is your best bet for classic rock. Why? No, wedding. Wedding talk.
Nobody cares about the wedding. It was pretty boring, really.
I just said. Well, okay, wait, cool. Way to flush 40 minutes of show down the toilet.
I mean, wasn't it, though? Like, it was. Okay, first of all, this is the third wedding I've been to, first traditional one. Again, third one where there's no wedding cake. Like, the freaking big multi-story cake with the bride and groom on top. Like, is that just a fiction?
No, they should be a cake-cutting ceremony.
There was no cake cutting.
There was none. And I thought, yeah, maybe we were warped because we watched the November Rain video.
Yeah, I know. I was like, kept waiting for it to rain and, like, everyone ducks under the tables.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know.
And then Slash gets out of the church because he can't handle it.
Stephanie Seymour, she's in that, right?
Yeah.
She's hot.
Yeah,
she just
amazing.
Posed nude again, man. After cranking out, I don't know how many kids. That body's still sick.
Really?
And getting hit by Axl Rose and stuff.
Oh, yeah. And I,
like, punched in the face.
I hadn't even thought about her. I couldn't tell you.
Oh, when I was... I'm going to punch those pictures up. When I was a little kid and, like, I didn't even have porn. You kids who have the internet now. God.
You're spoiled.
Oh, my. Don't even start me on how porn spoiled they are. We used to have to steal people's Victoria's Secret catalogs.
I would watch USA Up All Night.
Up all night.
Desperately.
Oh, yeah. What was the point? It was censored. It was on USA.
It was horrible. It was horrible.
But I still remember a stash. I had 3 Victoria's Secret catalogs and the workhorse models, Stephanie Seymour, and there was Vendela. If you remember Vendela from like 20 years ago in the swimsuit.
I don't remember
God.
That at all.
I guess I started my whacking career a little earlier. And there was Frederik van der Wall.
I don't know who that is either.
Okay.
Yeah, I only know Seymour because she was with Axel. All
right. Those were the workhorses, the original Victoria's Secret catalogs. That was good stuff. But back to the wedding. I thought I was a little moved by the ceremony. I'm not going to lie. Just
really?
A little bit.
Didn't we just like turn to each other and giggle when like the bride started crying?
I'm trying to sound
so mature.
I'm trying to sound human on the air here, Rich. I'm trying not to admit that I may or may not have had my phone in my lap. For
well,
the whole ceremony
and then they had like a 3-piece orchestra kind of go up right as they were like giving the vows. I think
they kind of snuck up and surprised them.
Your brother turned to me and was like, "They're gonna play Dust in the Wind."
We are dicks.
Yeah,
we are dicks. But yeah, I could see why girls get hyped for that a lot. It really is a whole day dedicated to them and love and, like, all the things they kind of stand for. And I could see wanting to engage in that moment ever so briefly if it had, like, no legal ramifications and if I didn't actually have to marry the person. Like, if it was just a ceremony, it'd be fun to have my friends out and feed them and get them drunk. Am I wrong? Wouldn't you like to do that?
I did. It's called my bar mitzvah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Well, I mean, it was
God,
a...
I wish I was Jewish, man.
Yet again. Everyone does.
Yeah, I could use an in and showbiz. I could definitely use an in and showbiz.
Yeah, yeah. Make some movies like Mel Brooks. I was just watching Men in Tights. I was kind of
awesome.
Thinking about like if he wasn't.
Say
how
it.
Do I say this elegantly?
Say it.
Yes, I'd like to hear this.
Yeah,
it's just so. I mean, I love Mel Brooks, but if he wasn't Mel Brooks, that movie would not have been made. And it wouldn't have been good. Like if
he's still riding like Blazing Saddles coattails and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean,
of course.
Yeah, I don't think he's cranked out a good thing in a while.
He's old.
Yeah.
It was fine, but it only got by because some of the actors were good and like I mean the jokes were so like, you know, I could do that.
Well, you got Richard Lewis and Dave Chappelle in the same movie.
Well, Lewis is terrible in that movie.
He's got a couple good lines.
Yeah, I don't know.
We were watching some Curb last night because we don't go out, and instead we just played Magic till 2
again?
In the morning. Yeah, again. We just sat around, we played Magic, and then we drank wine and smoked cigarettes and watched Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Badass.
Like an old gay couple. When are we just going
to... An old gay couple?
Like an old gay couple.
It's really sad.
Look
when
at you coming in here in your ascot, you queen.
It's really weird.
Blowing
when
our spot
you,
up.
When you two
what's
are making
ascot?
Me...
I don't know. I think some scarf looking thing, right?
I can't believe you two make me look cool by comparison.
Oh, yeah. Labels. No, man.
We try. Hey, we got a caller.
No, I just rang once.
Oh,
no, son of a bitch.
Lydia.
No,
that's the over.
All right.
Over 1.5.
Stupid. I want to talk about vaginas.
Yeah, hello, caller.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Lydia again.
Hi, Lydia.
Oh, wonderful.
I'm listening to you.
How is it better than 70s music today?
Yes, please.
You are adorable, Lydia.
You know we're wasting our time, right?
Oh gosh, you know I just called my daughter.
Oh, how old's your daughter?
My daughter is 30 years old. She got married.
Oh boy, I was gonna ask what she was wearing.
Wait.
She's beautiful.
Wait, did you say she's 10 and she got married?
No, she's 30.
30.
Yeah, she's 30. Married.
Oh.
30 años.
30 años.
Ah, ¿quién habla español ahí?
Do you have any single daughters, Lydia? Let's get some mileage out of the show.
My only daughter, but she's mixed. I'm Guatemalan, and she's mixed with, my ex was...
Uh-huh.
Oh, your ex?
My ex was Arabian.
She just sent you this...
Oh.
John, she just sent you the signal that
She's gorgeous.
Yeah, that sounds like a pretty good mix.
Yeah.
Is it a happy marriage?
Huh?
Is it a happy marriage?
Yeah. Good.
Is she still allowed to hang out with
it's
other
her
men?
Second marriage.
It's her second marriage.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
I think okay. I kind of want to see. How can we see your daughter, Lydia? I'm kind of curious to see your daughter.
That is not skeevy at all, John.
Oh no, I'm trying to get some mileage out of the show.
You know what? I dedicated the song Peter Frampton's son for her
at the wedding.
Her name is Jessica.
Okay, we can dedicate a song to Jessica at the end of the show.
At
4:03.
4:03?
Uh-huh.
In the morning.
No, 4:03. 4:03 p.m.
Oh, okay. No,
Lydia, what are you wearing?
I'm enjoying the show.
All right, Lydia.
why are you laughing? You're making fun of me.
I'm not laughing. I'm paying rapt attention. You have a gorgeous mixed daughter, and I'm enjoying everything here.
We're being paid to laugh. This is
Yeah.
Just in case I'm having something for Jessica, she's listening.
All right. Yeah, Jessica, email me sometime. Jessica.
Jessica Charmaine.
I'm just saying if the marriage gets tough, I'm also a licensed marriage counselor. Jessica can talk to me. I don't like to get into that.
That was good.
I did go to school for these things.
He's got jokes.
Really?
Yeah, I really am.
She's a beautiful man. My daughter is gorgeous. She stopped traffic, I tell you.
All right. Well, take care, Lydia, and I will have that song for Jessica later because I love
Peter
her.
Peter Frampton. No,
Peter
Frampton. Tell me the truth.
What?
What time are you going to play my song?
4:03.
4:03?
4:03.
Oh, gosh.
All right. You can hang until then.
That was sexy. What she just...
All right.
Could you just sample what she just did there? That was pretty...
It'll all be recorded.
Oh, God. Yeah, that was like,
that's all right, Lydia.
With
take
the
care.
Accent and stuff.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah, you need to get a flush button or something.
Oh,
you got to do the standard. I got to go.
No, that's being too polite.
Well, she confused me. She was talking about her daughter. If you missed, the daughter's half Guatemalan, half Arab or something.
I missed the Arab.
I have visions of Shakira dancing in my head.
Yeah, that is nice.
Second marriage kind of scares me because it sounds like kids could be in the mix. But yeah, for like 30 seconds, I was getting all chubbed up over here.
I like how you're approaching this as if this could possibly be truth.
Oh, it's true. That's an actor, like she's on par with Louise Guzman as in terms of character acting. She's amazing. I mean, if that is Lydia,
I guess your care factor is quite higher than mine.
Louise Guzman.
I believe. What? Who would fake that?
Yeah, really.
I don't know.
A half Guatemalan, half Arab daughter. I mean, they know my weakness. If they're going to start talking about hot tanned ass. I mean,
I was surprised she said her daughter was 30 because the voice was kind of like...
Yeah, exactly. That's my whole point.
Oh, what? You think the daughter is like 64?
I just think the whole thing's a farce. Well, all right, so let's get back on track.
Getting back to well, no,
Joel wants to know about the wedding.
Okay, the wedding was a small ceremony at Cable's Mill.
Yeah,
and it was. I dug it. It was just so tiny that I was free of women for the most part. And
who was the drunkest at the wedding?
You.
Damn.
You take the crown.
Yeah, I've seen the pictures.
Yeah.
Do I look drunk in the pictures? I saw the pictures. They look. If I didn't know the context, I'd be like, "Oh, it looks like he's laughing."
He's making a silly face. No, you look. You look ass faced.
Really?
You were.
Yes. Thanks for putting those up, by the way.
You can untag.
Because nobody
yourself.
Looks at Facebook. Yeah, but untagging, that's so lame.
You can untag.
I guess I could do it.
If you want to be a girl.
I don't really care to, but.
If you want to be the bottom in this relationship, you can untag those photos any day you want.
Be the guy that untags photos. I mean, I am trying to get a job. I've heard all these stories of like people going, like bosses going on Facebook and like, oh, this person drinks too much.
Dude,
not
my
hired.
My profile is private as hell. It's locked.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Unless you're my buddy, you see like a question mark for my face.
How many buddies do you have?
Like 400-ish.
Yeah, I'm over 500 now.
Joel,
people I barely know.
Are you the ugly fat girl at this prom?
I think so. I know I'm over 200. I don't know.
Oh, get out of here! Get out of here! Call us when you got some friends.
Well, I guess.
Yeah, but my problem, I'm not really friends with any of these people. Like I went to Tunisia, and so like all of a sudden everyone's like, oh, friend. Like everyone in Tunisia is like my friend now because they just like.
All right,
let me get on the boat.
Let me hit my flush button on that. No one cares.
Oh.
No one cares.
Oh, sorry, I talked about another country in America. Sorry.
Yeah. Exactly.
They don't really exist.
It's America.
It's make believe, you know.
Exactly. There be dragons out there.
There are no other countries in this.
That's how I draw my map. It's just a big star spangled banner and sea monsters all around it. That's my map of the country. But I was pissed. I had watched Wedding Crashers, and that's kind of my only experience with weddings. I know you've actually been to real weddings a lot. And how often is it kind of a lot of hot drunk ass and stuff like that?
It really varies. It's like. What kind of turnout you're going to get with that.
Okay.
I mean, it's really mixed. It depends on, like, where the wedding's at and, like, just how many hot single chicks are there. I mean, I've been to weddings where they were, like, all with their husbands, and you're just kind of like, I'm screwed. And then other times it's like, all right, there's a shot here for something, you know, interesting to happen, you know, depending. It really comes down to just who's there and just like where you're at. I mean,
I think I got screwed over because Facebook, like, I can't tell how many girls who, you know, I want to get up in them or whatever, rearrange their organs. And as my friend puts it. And they're all in their little bridesmaid dresses. And it's like kind of the same posse at wedding after wedding. And they're all looking hot in these outfits. And that's, I was like kind of looking forward to that. I mean, there's, what are you?
Got a new deodorant.
Yeah, you do.
It's not good.
You do. Save it for after the show. Don't.
It's radio. Nobody's watching.
Don't sniff your armpit. Yeah, but I see it. Don't sniff your armpits.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got to sit next to it.
Yeah. I was expecting kind of like a cavalcade of hot chicks and dresses that are like classy but can be lifted easily.
But truthfully, you're going to have a much better time at a bachelor party than you ever will at a wedding. It's not even close.
Oh, this was the lamest bachelor party ever.
What was it?
We did not attend, but we missed out on, first of all, it was a merged bachelor party.
Okay, but that's not that bad. You're doing like multi-bachelor parties at once.
Oh, no.
No, merged with the bride.
Sweet naive.
What? Yeah.
Sweet naive,
yeah.
Joel.
Yeah, yeah.
Sweet, what beautiful.
The heck, what the heck kind of bachelor party is one where there's actual, like...
Yeah, I know. That's
women
kind of
involved.
Why we didn't
go. Yeah.
And I mean, by women, I mean the wrong kind.
Yeah.
That's...
Yeah, and she was like... kind of planning out the festivities and stuff too, like she wasn't just like tagging along
to a strip club. It was, I felt bad I missed it because a week before she had sent me an email asking which confections I wish to be baked up for the bachelor party, and I just wanted to reply like hair pie, you know. Like many servings of that, just bring that. I mean, it's very sweet of her to try. Is that just the nature of women that they kind of have to, like, fruit everything up a little bit?
Pretty much. I mean...
It makes it pretty and livable, but at the same time, it's foreign and weird to me.
You really want to get all either wives, girlfriends, or women that you remotely care about out of the picture
the
when
hell
it comes
out.
To a bachelor party?
Yeah.
Their presence is not welcome.
In your experience, I mean...
Unless it's Veronica's dildo party.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the legendary dildo.
You know, and even then...
I guess Lydia is that guy's mom or something. How many times in your experience, because the whole thing for the bachelor party, it's to present him with the temptation of, hey, buddy, if you want to F someone, it's kind of been taken care of, right? Or is that a little very bad things?
It's not so much it's not so much the temptation of, hey, you want to do this, but it's really probably the last time you can, if you think about it, guilt-free, go to a strip club, get retardedly wasted, have some random chick throw her boobs on your face and grind on your pelvis without any ramifications, because technically it's okay because it's the bachelor party and it's your night.
Because no married man ever cheats.
Yeah, I just...
I'm talking guilt-free.
Guilt-free, yeah.
Oh, the guilt makes it better. But I don't get the point of strip clubs in general. I think we've been over this, but it's like...
I'm not a fan. I mean, let me clarify that statement. Obviously, I like seeing naked TNA as much as the next guy.
Yeah.
But that's kind of what internet porn is for.
Exactly. Well, because you're watching internet porn, you can do what you want to do. I mean, like, if strip clubs were everyone could Pee-wee Herman all over the place.
John? I mean, truthfully, going back Pee-wee into Herman. The champagne room so a girl can grind on me until I spooge my pants, so I get to walk out with, like, the worst walk of shame you can possibly imagine. Like, who wants that?
Walk of shame, walk of game.
That is horrible.
I thought a bachelor party was, and maybe this has never happened in your bachelor party experience, it was kind of, we're going to get, like, a good kind is you go to a strip club and you have an S ton of strippers, and then you can head back to the house, and maybe there's, like, house strippers too. Maybe I'm throwing a lot of strippers into this mix.
That's more than normal.
There's
that's...
And then one of the strippers is also paid
to do
the
whole...
That sounds
like a letter to Penthouse right there.
Yeah, and then the strippers are paid to do a little more, and then everyone bangs them, pretty much.
That's a letter to Penthouse right there. That's not real life.
No one really bangs at a bachelor party.
It depends.
The bachelors do.
If you go to, like, maybe a club and meet some girls as well,
yeah,
that's usually your best... Basically, the odds of hooking it with, like, a stripper is pretty much nil. But if you're at a club, okay, and it's a bachelor party where you're going to strip clubs and clubs and bars and
wherever
else.
I'm a veteran of strip clubs, man. Thank God we don't have my brother in today. I love him, but he'll just give you a 10-minute speech on how he can pick up strippers. And it's usually – it involves, like, he's paid for 5 lap dances, and then he might get whacked off or something like that.
Yeah,
which is hardcore, but, I mean, at $1.50? At $1.50? A handy?
$1.50.
150.
Oh, 150.
The one act I can perform myself. I don't get it.
Yeah, exactly. Anyways, back to what I was saying. If you go to, like, you know, some clubs and some bars and whatever, you meet girls. Now, girls are going to be attracted to the fact, ooh, it's an entourage of guys, you know, on the prowl, bachelor party, you know.
Yeah, if you're all dressed up, you can try to work some kind of angle.
That's
that
way. The best angle to hook up with girls in that scenario. It's not so much going for the strippers.
It's
meeting girls.
See, I really thought it was supposed to be like a foregone conclusion, like a hooker was in the mix.
I mean, it just depends how dirty the bachelor party is.
Yeah.
I've never been the one that bad.
Okay, cool. That's weird then. I thought that was kind of par for the course. I guess not.
Not my personal experience.
Okay. Okay, and you've been to a lot of normal weddings, so all right.
Yeah.
I'm going to take that as Bible truth.
And I talked to my friend Stan. He said that because I was asking, because, like, a couple times during the wedding, they were like, okay, let's stop and pray, Leviticus 5:12 or whatever, you know?
It was the two passages that were mentioned in Wedding Crashers.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't sound like anything original, but no. I was just kind of shocked because last time I went to a wedding was in, like, a mayor's office or something, you know? Like, it was
whatever.
Like,
you went to your...
Justice of the Peace?
Justice of the Peace or whatever.
And, you went to one of your baby-killing liberal weddings, man, you know?
And, but, like, apparently, like, Stan was telling me, like, he would, like, be at a wedding and they'd all get up for communion. And he'd just be like, sitting there and they're all eating the bread and stuff, you know?
Yeah. It doesn't even taste good. I mean, I'd have nothing against communion if it was, like, some bomb-ass, like, you know, panini bread or something.
I thought it tasted good when I was a kid, man.
Really?
Yeah, like, I did it when I was a kid and I, like, chomped on it and, like, cracked it to, like, you're breaking Jesus with your teeth, you know?
Oh, what? You're supposed to, like, let it sit on your...
Yeah,
you're supposed to... I mean...
Nobody told me,
though. I don't know anything about this. I've just heard... Aren't you supposed to swallow it whole or something?
What?
I think you're supposed to let it sit on your tongue and...
This all sounds like
know.
Vaguely pornographic.
It's
man.
Weird, man. I don't get religion.
In the Greek thing, they take like
goyim.
Yeah,
goyim.
They take the essy, crusty church bread they've had lying around for a week, and they throw it in a big vat of wine. And
they put the bread in the wine.
Yeah,
ew.
They throw it in wine, so you get this, like, crappy alcoholic cereal, and they serve everyone with the same spoon.
Oh, yeah, I can never take the wine, man. Everyone's drinking out of that.
No, when I was a little kid, like, I got really into this germ freak phase, And my mom was totally cool with it up until it came to, like, me saying, won't I get sick from having the same spoon that's been in, like, you know, 200 other mouths? And she's like, nah, Jesus protects the spoon. Or some other just total line of BS.
Jesus loves you.
Yeah, and at the time, it's like, why wouldn't you just say, like, the liquor does the work or something? But yeah. she didn't care. She's just like, oh, it's a Jesus spoon. It's okay. It's like, all right, I guess.
It'll fortify your immune system.
But yeah, there's a lot of like kissing and mouth stuff in the Greek church. There's a lot of like kissing icons and stuff. And like really? By the end of the day, it's like all smeared in lipstick.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it looks like, I don't know, Channing Tatum's abs or something.
But
you know,
yes, I mean like a lot of weddings are just like it's in a church. You're just going to church basically, but there's a wedding.
It's a religious ceremony.
I didn't realize that because like every movie takes every religious aspect out.
Yeah, it's just
like every movie just like, you know, gets it down to like the vows and like the cake.
Do you, Joel, take Rich to be your bride?
Yeah.
They're always
right, he'd be the bride in the relationship.
Oh yeah. I hooked you up.
Oh, thanks. Faggots.
So yeah, we did the ceremony. There were two pieces of cute tail that looked
there were?
Yeah.
Who?
There were. Carly had two attractive cousins.
Oh yeah, but they were like both married already or something.
No, they were actually single. We thought they were married the whole time.
Weren't they either married or like with a boyfriend or underage? Like every woman there was like...
She initially floated that out almost as like a C-block, and then it turned out later that two of them were single and of age.
I'll tell you what, the only girl I chatted up was Carly's mom.
Carly's mom is very charming.
Yeah, and she's like, everyone's telling me I look like Sarah Palin, and I'm like, that's kind of true. I just started, like, thinking about all my fantasies about Sarah Palin. And we're, like, smoking a cigarette together, you know? Like, she was just, like, going on and on about I don't know what.
So you fantasized about the bride's mom while drunk.
You're
Michael Scott.
Who's Michael Scott?
It is the Ricky Gervais. It is the,
I got it. I got it. Michael Scott's his name on the show? What an unfunny name.
The Steve Carell character.
Brent is a funnier name. Brent.
But so then we went to Fridays as a gang, which isn't as pathetic as it sounds because we used to all go there.
Wow.
I know it's pretty pathetic, but we used to all go there as a gang.
I mean, I used to go there all the time back when I was bartending right next door.
Like, do you remember the days when it was just happy hour prices the whole night?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was delightful. So we went there, and I got to say, Suits are incredibly delightful icebreakers with women.
And oh, yeah. But a suit makes you literally at least
2 points
more attractive.
Yeah.
It has to.
Because I definitely was able to talk to multiple women. And
this is where it gets funny. I remember it being pretty amusing, although I felt sick. Because I started getting sick because I drank so much at the open bar.
Yeah,
and
we've
I was
seen
drinking
the
TGIFs. And so I start talking to these two broads that are like, sitting that are, and I don't know what they were. They were just kind of like. A little white trashy, you know, like if I remember correctly.
Imagine that, white trashy girls at Fridays.
Yeah.
On a Saturday night. And so I'm like at that point where I'm like, okay, this girl wants me, you know, but I'm like obviously drunk.
It was pretty good. It was, I'll set the stage because he's loaded. It was my brother and I are talking to two girls at a table.
I was talking to them first. You guys came over to like be my wingmen, which was good because I couldn't keep the conversation going. Like I was too like wasted. Like, I was just trying to stay conscious, you know, at this point.
Okay.
And, like, not get sick. And then you guys came in and saved me. And then I was just, like, sitting there, not saying anything. And in my head, I'm just like, okay, Richard, just make it through this. Don't puke. You'll get with these girls. Just let them talk.
Yeah.
And then at some point, I just remember, like,
you
giving
up. You
did
have your game face on. And
I was trying.
We were talking. Rich was kind of adding things. He seemed pretty drunk, though, and women, you're not. Joel, have you ever had an experience where you got far with a chick where you were just visibly loaded?
Well, if she is too.
If she is too, but if
I was going to say if she is too, yes, I've done that.
If she's not, you just can't swing it. I don't care what kind of game you have. If, like, you're falling and knocking your eyes out with the salt shakers, you're doomed.
Yeah.
You just can't do it. So Rich was already at that stage.
Oh, that's tough.
Like, he would be charming for a minute, and then you'd look over, and he was, like, trying to sleep on the table for a second. Like, he was just trying to take a disco nap to continue the conversation 30 seconds later.
Yeah, that was really it. Yeah.
And it was not happening.
Yeah, pretty much from a guy perspective, you either had to be on an equal level with the girl in terms of being that wasted.
Yeah.
Or she's got to be more wasted than you, and you just clearly take advantage of her.
Yeah, equal or lesser.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
And so Will and I were kind of – there was one girl who was – you know, she – she lived under a bridge, shall we say. She was not attractive. Very. And then there was one who was like, you know, okay, she's cute enough. Ginger kid. I kind of dig redheads. Why not? Right?
You guys were doing pretty
Hit or miss.
You guys were doing pretty well.
They're hit or miss.
You were talking good game, man. I was impressed at the time.
Thank you, sir.
Thank
you, sir. It was actually the second redhead at the night who was kind of feeling me. I didn't get the number the first, but long story short, Rich is hanging tough for a while, and then he kind of just. How do you excuse yourself again?
I don't know. I just left, I think. I gave up and just went straight to the bathroom.
Yeah, I don't know if you said anything along the lines of I'm going to be sick, but about 7 minutes goes by, and he's still gone. And I'm going to give it up to Will, because Will was actually considerate enough to be like, he might not be okay. I think I'm going to check in on him.
He's in the floor, right?
Well, my logic was, screw it, Will's going to have to bail to check on Rich, and then I can swipe in on whatever I want. So Will actually, but it backfires because Will then comes off as the considerate, caring guy.
Ah.
And they're like, you're so good checking in on your friend. And I'm like, oh, you bald son of a bitch. How dare you do that to me? So he marches off, and I have to then work out how I'm going to visit you in the crapper like 3 minutes later, but make it look like I also care and it's not just me going through the motions. And
oh my God.
Yeah, long story short, night ends with you drunk on the floor of a Friday's bathroom, and I get, Joel, have you been having this experience lately? I know Rich doesn't get anything from any girls, but I got the "Here's my name, find me on Facebook" ending.
Oh, that's legitimate now, man. That's a number.
Okay. Well, I got the.
I don't think I've ever had that happen.
Really? Oh man, that's,
I've had it happen multiple
that's
times,
good, man.
Okay, I got that and started talking to the redhead, and the joke's on me because the girl who's bragging about her pierced nipples at the bar is actually way, way into Jesus and is now trying to take me to church.
Oh God.
So there you go.
Go join the cult.
Wait, yeah.
What girl with the what?
There's the redhead was talking at one point about her having pierced nipples and stuff like that.
The one
that
we were talking to at the table? The
yeah.
One, oh, I just don't remember that. Okay.
Yeah, and she's way on the God Squad.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
Standard.
So, joke's on me. Joke's on me.
Well, you can just pretend like Jerry did.
I mean, I can't say I really care. I'd go to church once. There's hot tail at churches. I'm not going to act like my Greek church isn't full of hot Greek ass. I mean, it's like going to the club almost. But I can't stomach it. It still involves me waking up on a Sunday and driving 45 minutes.
45 minutes?
Yeah, it's out in Falls Church, man.
Ugh.
It's brutal. All right, all right. Let's get to the football picks. Joel's been texting, and he's bored, and his boy is like, this show sucks, and that's what he's texting Joel. And he's laughing because I'm right.
Nah.
And his friend's right, too. We're going to introduce a segment, I think, where we do just – do you want to do straight picks or line picks?
I like gambling, man. Let's go with the lines.
Okay, for the rest of the season, we are going to do the
line picks. Yeah,
the NFL.
Dude, you got to do line picks, man.
Thanks, thanks for.
I hate straight picks.
Okay, thanks
I don't
for
know what that means at all.
Yeah, clearly.
I've been having to pick NFL games this whole season so far because my mom is in some office pool where they all have to enter their little picks.
Suicide pool.
Not a suicide pool. Just you get a point for every pick
everyone you
make.
Get right. Okay.
Yeah, end of the season, whoever wins, you know.
Well, I crapped out of my suicide pool last week. I'm not happy about it.
Who bit you?
Green Bay.
Oh yeah.
I switched from Atlanta to Green Bay at the last second because I was saving Atlanta when they played the Buccaneers at home, and that was an epic backfire.
God, yeah. Green Bay bit me in the taint last week.
Really?
Oh yeah. I took them as a straight bet over who's it? Chiefs, right?
The Tampa Bay in Tampa.
Bucks, that's right. Okay, and they lost
the
effing Bucks.
We hadn't done anything all season.
Son of a bitch. So I've had a lot of interest in doing the straight picks all season. I'm trying to hone my skills at it. She was in the lead as of 2 weeks ago. I got sodomized last week. I picked the Eagles.
Why would you pick the Eagles? Actually, I probably would have gone Eagles.
Eagles were the safe. I think Eagles were the Vegas pick last week, man. It's
yeah,
only it's
team.
Only in retrospect.
Eagles.
Well, Eagles. I guess Eagles straight up. I wouldn't take them on the line, though.
No, it was just an Eagles straight up pick.
Yeah.
And
I've heard of them.
Dallas was not the hot it thing quite yet.
But Dallas has been playing up to pretty good form lately, whereas the Eagles, despite the fact they beat, like, the Redskins and
I think I'm kind of missing how bad the Eagles are this year.
They're not a bad team. They're probably going to make the playoffs.
Okay.
They're very likely going to be a wild card team, if not possibly the division champ, depending on whether Dallas can actually hold on for once. But the Eagles' issues are just a combination of the injuries, especially their middle linebacker. They're on their third Mike linebacker right now. McNabb keeps throwing balls into the ground like it's his job. And Westbrook being out, people are underestimating how much it hurts them. And they've also got a couple O-line injuries. What's-his-face is out for the year. That boy, what's his name? Andrews.
So they're kind of depleted, you're saying?
They're not depleted. They've just got some things that they're working on right now. It's one of those things where, like, every team, there's always at least one or two teams in each division each year, they shoot their load too early in the season. They don't gear up for that run.
Okay? I would say the Giants have already taken that title, though. I mean, Christ, the Giants have...
What happened last year was the two teams that shot their load early were the Giants and the Titans. The Titans shot their load when they beat Pittsburgh at home, and they thought they were like the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Oh, yeah.
And
after that, were they up 13-0 at that point? Was that their record?
Well, no, they lost to the Jets before that.
Okay.
But that was their big moment of, oh, my God, we're awesome.
Okay.
And then they were just done after that.
Son of a bitch.
I remember that.
Hi, callers. Give us... Oh, God, is it going to be Lydia again?
I hope so.
If I don't like people playing on my phone.
If it's her...
Hello, Flush. Caller.
Hello. Is there any way that you can talk about the Redskins?
We're going to get to
the
Redskins.
We're getting there.
Okay, thank you.
I hear they're a bad team.
Thank you for listening.
Is that Lydia? Dude, I think it was Lydia.
It was Lydia.
Yeah.
Who else is going to listen to this piece of ass? Come on.
So the Redskins... They're so bad, man. I can't believe how bad they are.
There's nothing to discuss with them. They stink.
We're going to do the picks, and then we're going to get to the Redskins.
Dude, there's that
Sound
one
good?
Guy who's a coach and like isn't a coach
God.
Anymore.
Okay, hold on. Mike, too? Hey, Rich, talk. Talk, Rich.
I'm talking.
Oh, yeah. The mic isn't picking you up because it's off.
Yeah, that sounds better.
All right. No need to leave the studio. Your mic's back
on. You hurt his feelings.
I
got to eat this orange.
Oh, now he's walking out of the studio to eat an orange. Oh, God. Okay.
You hurt his feelings.
I got a pack of cigarettes and we'll play Magic later. He'll be fine.
Oh, God.
I know how to make him love me again.
I might have to get you to come out with me tonight.
Maybe. All right, let's do these picks real fast, man.
Please.
Okay, first we got Jacksonville Jaguars, New York Jets. Jets are favored by 7.
I don't trust David Garrard on the road whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
He's been, beyond terrible. I mean, his quarterback rating's probably like a 50. You got to take the Jets, and you got to give up the points.
You take the points, too.
You got to ride the Jets. There's no reason to. First of all, Thomas Jones should have a good game. Sanchez, the only way the Jets are going to have issues is if Sanchez throws like 4 picks again or something stupid.
I feel that the Jets are another one of those teams. You're just going on about teams blowing their wad. I really feel that you don't think they were like hot as S their first 3-4 games, man. The whole
obviously they were, but
yeah.
But when I say the whole blow your wad thing, first of all, you
mean blowing it during the season, not necessarily like early.
I'm talking when you get to like 11, 12 games.
Yeah,
or
and
farther.
You need gas in the tank for playoffs.
Right.
Yeah. I know. Okay, then there's.
Yeah.
I'm going to say thanks for coming back, Rich. I'm going to say there's another kind of blow in your wad where you are the it girl for the first 4 weeks of the season. I can't tell you how many picks the Jets screwed me out of because I wasn't picking them their first
Never,
few weeks.
Never, ever, ever ride a rookie quarterback hard. Never.
Oh, my God. I was picking against the rookie quarterback. He got hot, started picking him multiple weeks, screwed me out of at least 3 wins.
Well, I actually took the – I remember week one, I took the Jets straight up, and they were a dog against God, who they play week one. I don't remember, but I definitely – rode that money line real hard. It was great.
And it paid off.
Yes.
Paid off like crazy. No, I know they... When did they dog it to the Dolphins?
Twice already.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to say both times I took the Jets.
Well,
or at
Dolphins,
least one time.
Brett Favre.
No.
Dude, I know
yeah,
that
guy. Yeah, you may need to cuss Mike off just for that comment alone.
No, not Favre.
He's on the Dolphins. I saw his
intro. I don't like people playing on my phone.
Hello, caller.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Adam.
Hey, what's up, Adam?
Listen, if you're going to have a sports expert on, he needs to do a little better than I think or maybe or I can't remember.
I just said the Jets are going to win, give up the 7 points. I mean, you're really
going
to –
You can't remember who they played week one when you said you picked them straight up. You couldn't you said Garrard's quarterback rating on the road was probably about 50. I can guess what his quarterback rating is. If I want to hear somebody who knows what they're talking about, well – I'm listening to you, Joel. But if I want a sports expert, I want stats. I don't want to hear, you know, conjecture.
Yeah, I'm in a high-tech studio with a laptop right in front of me so I can go look this up. I mean, the fact that I can remember the fact that David Garrard's been terrible on the road and fairly good at home, that should be pretty good enough for any regular sports gambler, really? Do you really need me to throw the stats out there? Do you need me to be John frickin' Clayton? Really?
You do kind of resemble John Clayton, however.
Yeah, right.
No, seriously speaking, who are you picking in the Carolina game this weekend? That's what I want to know so I can lay some money
Can we get there, please?
I want to jump ahead to it.
All right, jump ahead. Give me the line, please. I don't know the line top of my head.
Carolina. Give me 1 second. Angry caller.
I got the Tar Heels.
Okay, Falcons. That was okay. That was funny.
By the way, I'd like to point out that Adam just shifted to me on the most awesome bet ever the other night.
Oh, God. Over-under on Carolina scoring points.
Mm-hmm.
They had 84 points with about 4.5 minutes left.
I bet $5
that they would no, they had 84. And I bet $5
No,
they'd
I
score
the time,
over 100.
Just the time. I was referring to the time. I couldn't remember how much time was left.
All right. Carolina game. Atlanta is favored by 2.
It's in Atlanta, right?
Son of a bitch. Let me look at preview.
I think it is in Atlanta, but I'm not the guy on the radio that's supposed to know what I'm talking about. So
neither am I.
Yeah, I don't have the schedule in front of me. Thank you. I can tell you who's going to win and why.
Nice show prep.
There's no show prep.
Yeah, there is none.
Dude,
really?
I prepped.
Did you?
You just said Brett Favre's in the Dolphins.
No one wearing a scarf or an ascot is allowed to even take part in this conversation.
Yeah, can you hop in front of the webcam with your scarf on so people could watch you?
I think I might be a little bit on the webcam here.
Yeah, maybe.
The fact that he didn't even know what an ascot was hilarious.
It's a thing in a tux, right? It's like a bow tie or something.
Hold on, I'm gonna Google ascot.
Hey, show host, come on, let's get. Can we? Where's the game?
I'm sorry, I'm interrupting. I'm interrupting Joel's time here. So let him get his face in and.
All right, Adam.
Wait, Colin, do you know what an ascot is?
The mystery of the ascot lingers.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Okay, hey, Joel, hop over on my mic for a second. Take a look with... Come on, you'll work the computer with me. Joel's coming behind the console so we can look mildly professional. Shall we actually do show prep for the... Actually, no, we're off next week. I got driving school.
All right, thank you.
All right. Here, we're going
to... Finally hear some 70s music.
We're going to share... Scroll up. Scroll up.
All right. Let's just go through these one at a time.
Here, okay.
Let's get the mic up. I can't.
This is all we can do. Actually, no. We can both stand up.
Can I even get headphones to reach me?
Here, man.
All right.
You can use mine.
That's better.
This is great radio.
Shut up. It's gold. Gold, Jerry, gold.
All right.
Tar Heels.
Yeah. You cut his mic off. All right. So we got Denver going against Washington. I know this spread opened up a little bit differently. I want to say it opened at 2 points, and I think it's jumped.
We don't have to do spreads, man. I mean, I'm more for just straight
picks. Here's the thing. Denver is only giving up 4 points against a Redskins team that does not know how to score the football. I don't care the fact they got 2 touchdowns in Atlanta. I take Denver, give up the 4 points. Let's see. Cincinnati at Pittsburgh, 7 points. This is a really interesting game, simply because...
I can't believe the Steelers are favored by that much. I mean, I know it's like... in Pittsburgh, but Christ, is it just me or the Bengals? Why haven't they earned a little more respect?
Well, here's the thing, cut them off. Cincinnati, they won in Pittsburgh when Pittsburgh blew a double-digit lead. They were without Troy Polamalu, which is a huge deal. Mm-hmm. They're going to be at home. It's a revenge game. I can't see Cincinnati running the ball now that Polamalu's back. I think they'll still get about 80, 90 yards, but they won't be over 100. I would take, actually, Pittsburgh, give up the 7 points. I think Roethlisberger should have a good game. He's been on fire all year. And then we got Buffalo. You're a D-bag.
I'm just giving the listeners some background.
Yeah.
Background noise.
Yeah, nice. All right, so we got Buffalo at Tennessee. They're giving up 8 points. Buffalo's bringing back Trent Edwards at quarterback. They still
the fact that Tennessee's so favored is, I mean, that's tying into Vince Young actually not sucking his 2 games back.
Here's the thing, though. Tennessee's defense is getting healthier. They're getting better. They're getting guys back in the secondary. Uh-huh. Vince Young, surprisingly, has played fairly well. He's not been turning the ball over. And most importantly, they got Chris Johnson running against one of the worst run defenses in the NFL.
I hate having to make picks like this just because I feel teams like Buffalo, They're so small market. Does anyone really pay attention?
It's not always about the market. It's about how good your team is.
I know, but you could just ask me, like, what is the Bills' record right now? I don't even know if I'd get it within, like, two or three games, you know?
Nice.
It's like what, 2-6?
That's about right.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Actually, I think they might be 3-5.
3-5? Okay.
Either way, take...
Way to know your stats, John.
I'm not the sports
good,
guy here.
Good show prep.
Yeah. cut him off. Anyways, back to what I was trying to say. I would actually take Tennessee and give up the 8 points. I think they're going to romp at home. Now, this is interesting. Detroit's giving up 17 against Minnesota. The funny thing is, most of these games where they've had these huge spreads because the favorites have been just crushing Vegas. Now, this is the kind of game where I would actually bet on a teaser. I would just tease the Vikings down like 10
points.
Now,
what does betting on a teaser mean, since I'm a girl?
Teasing a game is where you purchase points so you can change the spread.
Okay.
So, for example, I'm big on sweetheart teasers where you take at least three or four teams and knocking it down 7 to 10 points. This is the kind of game I would tease and take the Vikings. But that being
to knock down the spread, you're saying?
Yeah, so that way they only have to win by 7 or something like that. Anyways, Detroit, you know, they've been playing with a little bit of heart lately. They managed to actually run the ball fairly well against the Vikings last time.
But there's no way in hell they're winning.
Well, Detroit's not going to win.
Yeah,
that's obvious. It's just a matter of by how bad they're going to lose.
Yeah, I got you.
Oddly enough, I would maybe take Detroit and take the 17 points and hope they can just lose by 2 touchdowns. I think it's possible because they're going to have to throw the ball at the end anyways and try to make garbage points. So I would say Detroit and take the 17. You got New Orleans going to St. Louis. New Orleans has shown no signs of letting up against really
bad
any of these,
teams. Yeah.
It's a 14-point spread. I'd actually take New Orleans and give up the 14 because, I mean, all St. Louis can do is just run with Steven Jackson. That's about it. They have nothing else going on.
They're so bankrupt, man.
All right, the pick that Adam wanted to listen to, we got Atlanta actually on the road against Carolina. Atlanta's favored by 2.
Mm-hmm.
This is what's called a trap game simply because Atlanta, which, you know, looks like they're probably going to be a playoff team. They're a winning team right now. They've got some big names between – Matt Ryan, Michael Turner, Roddy White.
What's the rest of the NFC South look like? I mean, it's just –
well, you got,
I know you got your Saints and you got your Falcons.
And then the Panthers and Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay obviously stinks.
I mean, Tampa's out of it. And
Carolina – here's the thing about Carolina. Carolina, they can –
kind of been hanging around like a bad fart. I mean, they're
that would probably sum them – that would actually sum them up really. The problem with Carolina is their defense is just poo-poo, although – they've been picking it up lately. And here's the most important part. D'Angelo Williams is going to be running against a very mediocre, if not bad, Atlanta defense. Him and Jonathan Stewart, I think, are going to have big days. You can't – even though Jake Delhomme has been wildly inconsistent, to put it mildly, I think you got to take Carolina, take the 2 points. I think Carolina wins this game outright. They're at home. They're going to run the ball well. And Matt Ryan – people are not picking up on the fact that Matt Ryan this season – is not having a good year. He's thrown multi-pick games, I think something like 3 or 4 games in a row. He's been really bad. I mean, he was against Redskins. He was terrible.
All right, we got time for 2 picks, so let's do –
well, I'm going to bang these out real fast.
Okay.
Tampa Bay, they're at Miami. Miami's a 10-point favorite. You got to take Miami. Tampa Bay, I know they were impressive last week, but I can't go with Tampa Bay there ever. Kansas City at Oakland, this is the worst game ever.
No, it's horrible. It's like watching two blind people fight. It's a bum fight, as I call it.
Pretty much.
People fighting for donuts.
It's a 2-point spread. Jamarcus Russell or Kansas City. I'm going to take Oakland.
I took Oakland as a straight pick. I mean,
I'm going to take Oakland simply because when in doubt, just freaking take the home team in a game.
Is it just me or do you always have the prejudice of they actually took out a decent team? Like Oakland takes out Eagles, outranks Kansas City.
The Eagles Eagles donated that game, and Kansas City only beat the Redskins. Oakland's at least had a couple games where they came to play. I'll give them that.
Yeah.
Seattle is...
Who was their week one? They really held it against Chargers, right?
Yeah, but they lost.
They lost ultimately, but that was a hell of a game. I loved it.
Yeah. All right, so Seattle is at Arizona. It's a 9-point spread. It's a division game. This is a really interesting game because, as I was telling you before the show, Arizona's missing two of their linebackers. I think that's actually going to be a big deal for a defense that's been pretty inconsistent this season. Seattle, again, they can't run the ball consistently. They've lost some guys on defense. It's one of those games where I really want to take Seattle and take the 9 points simply because I'm thinking it's a division game and it should be fairly close. And it should be a shootout. And Arizona, they've been really inconsistent at home. I think I'll take
Seattle. They're crazy at home. What are they, 1-3?
Yeah, and they're undefeated on the road.
That is crazy.
I'll have to take take Seattle and take the 9 points. Actually, okay. Arizona should win this game.
I would say I just took a piss, and it was kind of funny because I could hear this show while pissing. I got an outside perspective. Right. It was really.
Mm-hmm.
But the sound of me peeing made it more exciting.
That's awesome. Okay. Two more games, and then we're actually three more
My
games.
Urination was awesome.
All right. I'm just going to run through these real quick.
Yeah, just do your straight picks, man.
Phillies at the Chargers. It's a one-point spread. I'm going to take the Chargers. Dallas at Green Bay. Dallas is a three-point favorite. I'm taking Dallas. New England is at Indy. Indy is a three-point favorite. I'm actually going to go with the Patriots in this game.
The Patriots are scaring the hell out of me on this one. I went with Indy. I know I'm going to regret it.
And then Baltimore is going to be at Cleveland. It's 11-point spread.
That's boring.
Take Baltimore. Yeah. Cleveland's a joke.
All right, Joel. Thank you, man. I kind of like having an official sports thing going. Let me turn down the mic a little bit. Hopefully it wasn't too hot on the air.
Oh, we got a caller.
It's probably JD or whatever his name is. Caller. Talk.
I've just been listening to your show. This is Lydia again.
Hi, Lydia.
Yay.
I love your show.
Oh.
I really do. I recommend it to my daughter and
I like your daughter.
Friends.
I want to get in touch with your daughter.
Well, you're going to play Peter Frampton for me?
Pick a song right now. I'm going to play it right now as we head out.
No, 4 o'clock. Don't leave.
No, that was a joke. Actually, another show starts at 4:03. So, but I'll play a song for you right now, actually. What song do you want?
Oh, Peter Frampton.
Baby, I Love Your Way. Do You Feel Like We Do?
Baby, I love your way.
All right. We're going to go with that one.
You guys are wonderful.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
You are
wonderful. Muy bien, muy bien.
My friends are listening to you.
Okay.
And when are you going to be in the air again?
Not next week, but the week after, and pretty much every Saturday after that at 3 p.m. But if you go to my website, 3 p.m., but if you go to inpapasbasement.com,
okay.
InPapasBasement.com. You can listen to podcasts of the show, and you can listen to it whenever you want.
Wonderful.
All right.
I love your show. I really did.
Thank you.
Attention.
All right, Lydia.
Have a lot of topics to touch, and I really like them.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, here's some Peter Frampton for you, Lydia. Thanks again. All right, guys, that was In Papa's Basement. Joel, Rich, I want to thank you.
Thank you.
We got the Night Train Memories pulling into the station with Squire. Squire is the conductor. What's up, Squire? Say hi.
Hi.
There we go. All right. So give a listen for that. Guys, we are out of here, and here is your Frampton, because you guys cannot get enough Peter Frampton, right?
Clearly.
Everyone loves Frampton.
You gals.
All right. Bye.